And good evening from the DeWitt Gymnasium on the campus of Dort University in Sioux Center, Iowa, as we get set for non-conference volleyball. And it has been a long time in coming. Last time we were on the air, it was February 29th. The Dort Defender women's basketball team was in the GPAC semifinals facing Concordia in Seward, Nebraska. We were then scheduled to go to Sioux City for the NAIA Division II National Championships. And in transit for that broadcast, we found out that the National Championship Tournament was canceled, and that, in effect, ended the sports broadcasting for 2019-2020. So over 6 months later, we get started with the 2020-21 volleyball season, and the Dort University Defenders taking on a Northwestern team out of the Twin Cities, highly regarded in the NCAA Division III ranks. And they made it to the regional semifinals last year, and this season started off their year with a loss to Northwestern College out of Orange City, another Great Plains Athletic Conference foe. They lost to them 3-0 earlier today. So good evening, everyone. My name is Mike Biker. I'll be describing the action to you. And the Dort Defenders on the floor currently warming up for today's contest. We will shake the rust off and try to get things going and ask for your patience as we get rolling into this one. But let's take a look, first of all, at the matchup between these two teams. We begin with the Northwestern Eagles. They were 25-9 last season. They play in the Upper Midwest Athletic Conference. They were an NAIA team some 15 and 20 years ago before transitioning to NCAA Division III. Kaylee Schwitters puts down 3.0 kills per set. Kendra Hardy has a 2.54 average. They're both back. Also back is Sydney Schwitters. Runs the center position for the Eagles. She averages 10.16 assists per set. Marilyn Schroyer is the top returning digger with a 5.68 average, and Callie Schwitters is at 3.34. Last year's Eagle team averaged 13.02 kills per set, had a 2.27 kill efficiency. For the Defenders, they're trying to bounce back from a year in which they weren't in the top four of the Great Plains Athletic Conference when the season came to a close. Ended up going on the road and losing in the GPAC quarterfinals to Midland. Neither of those teams, Midland or Dort, made the NAI National Championship field. College of St. Mary actually snuck past both of them and made it as the fourth team out of the Great Plains Athletic Conference. The Defenders were 18-11 last year. They return a significant portion of the rotation. Megan Rassler is back after averaging 8.41 assists per contest. Carson Winterfeld put down 3.17 kills per set, had a 2.37 digs per set average last season. Jesse DeAger and Karina Timmermans averaged 2.47 and 2.43 kills per set for a team that averaged 13.37 kills and had a 2.18 kill efficiency. Hannah Connolly is the top returning digger with a 4.36 average. Also of note, Dort brought in a transfer setter. Her name is Karina Beamers. She is a 5'7 junior from Langley, British Columbia. Prior to her time at Dort, she comes in as a junior in terms of eligibility, and she is a transfer from Fairleigh Dickinson, and that is located in New Jersey. Also of note, Dort will be without the services of Erica Bausma. She went through a major transition in terms of her field of study, and she has another year remaining, and she has elected to forego playing this year, anticipating to play next year. Lydia Smits will not be in uniform this evening. Sounds like she injured an ankle yesterday in practice, and I would anticipate that talking with her before the match might take her a little while to get things going, and she is in a boot and on the sideline this afternoon or this evening. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with more from the DeWitt Gym right after this. This is Dort Volleyball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5. earlier today, Northwestern of the Twin Cities, Northwestern Minnesota, lost to Northwestern in three, 25-23, 25-18, and 25-23. Northwestern was led by Kendra Hardy with 9 kills, 6 kills for Kaylee Schwitters, 18 assists for Sydney Schwitters, 2 service aces as well for Sydney Schwitters. 9 digs for Kaylee Schwitters and 9 as well for Marilyn Schroyer. In that contest, Northwestern of Orange City, 20 service errors, so that allowed Northwestern of the Twin Cities to stay close in the contest. Out of the 64 teams that Northwestern of the Twin Cities scored, 20 of them came on service errors by the Red Raiders. We are just about set for volleyball. Dort in their black jerseys, yellow numbers trimmed in white except for the libero. And that libero is Hannah Connolly. Hannah Connolly wears number 1. She is she wears the white jersey with a black number trimmed in yellow. For Northwestern, they have gold jerseys, purple numbers, and purple shorts. Also like to welcome in those of you watching on the Dort Media Network. Dort Media Network has been able to shake the rust off a little bit earlier than the rest of us. They've been busy broadcasting some Sioux Center High School football games. They've got a couple under their belts already, and earlier today they also broadcast. They were on the cameras for the Northwestern versus Northwestern volleyball match, so a big thank you to Rich Lodewick and his crew of students and the Dort Media Network. Dort receiving serve. They get it right side over to Timmermans. Karina unable to put it away. Here comes Northwestern down the line, dug by Connolly. Dort on the attack. Allie Timmermans down the line, controlled by Northwestern. Attacking from the outside, unable to put it down was Hardy. And Dort free balls it over. Here comes Northwestern on the attack from the outside off high hands. Saved by Connolly. Passed over to Rassler. Quick attack by DeAger. Dug by Hardy on the cover. Controlled by Northwestern. Power tip. And it is a kill for Northwestern and Callie Schwitters. So Schwitters with the kill. And Northwestern takes the lead 1-0. 1-0, our score. Serve taken middle back by Winterfeld. Set outside to Timmermans over the top of the block. Nearly an overpass. It'll be an overpass. Unable to put it down was Kromendike. Here comes Northwestern. Power tip to the middle and a kill. That's Hardy with the kill. Kendra Hardy with her first kill. And Northwestern leads 2-0. 2-0 our score. Sydney Schwitter's serve is long and out of bounds. Point defenders. Dort trails 2-1. Serving for Dort is Karina Timmermans. Timmermans, sophomore, had a great start to last year, and then an ankle injury slowed her up. And Karina Timmermans with a jump serve and an ace serve by the sophomore from Orange City. Karina Timmermans ties it with the ace. Another serve on the way for Timmermans. Timmermans serve into the net. And the service error by Timmermans makes it 3-2 Northwestern. So a service error by Karina Timmermans. And Northwestern has service. This is Kelly Schwitters. Schwitters with serve. Schwitters serve long and out of bounds. And we're tied at 3. So another service error by Northwestern. And the defenders have service. This is Connolly serving. I believe I identified one of the quick attacks earlier this evening by DeAger. That was actually by Kromendike. DeAger just checked into the match. Here comes Northwestern attacking Hardy. Hardy blocked at the net by Winterfeld and DeAger. Point defenders. So the defenders with their first lead of the day. Winterfeld and DeAger teaming up for that block. And the defenders lead at 4-3. Connolly serving. Northwestern taken middle back by the libero, Schroyer. Outside, off high hands, controlled by the defenders after the attack by Straub. And Straub will get the eventual kill. A delayed kill, if you will, on that one. Dort forced to scramble. And the defenders unable to get it up and keep it in play. It's 4-4. 4-4 our score, serving is Schroyer. Schroyer's serve, taken by Winterfeld, controlled by Dort. Back attack, Timmermans unable to put it down. Northwestern attacking through the block and down on the sideline. The cross-court kill for Straub and makes it 5-4 Northwestern. So back-to-back kills by Straub. Northwestern leads it 5-4. Serve taken by Karina Jo Timmerman. Set goes outside to Winterfeld. Winterfeld off of the block. Back at her. Dort continues with it. Back over to Winterfeld. Tips around the lock. Saved by Northwestern. Set by Schroyer. Into the block. Saved by the defenders. And the defenders with a block and a point. Winterfeld and DeJager teaming up for the block once again. 5-5 our score. One other player not in uniform this evening. That is Jory Brawner. Brawner also not playing tonight. And Karina Beamers. Her serve is long, just off of the back line and out of play. So a service error by Beamers. Part of the 6-2 offensive set for the defenders. Hardy with serve. Short, taken by Timmermans. Back set, right side DeJager on the slide. Tip controlled by Northwestern. Attacking outside. Tip covered by Winterfeld. Here's Beamers. Back set it goes. Timmermans. Joe Timmermans unable to put it away. Northwestern attacking. And a kill by Straub. Straub unofficially with her third kill by my count. So Straub unofficially with three kills. Short serve. That's Hardy. Set goes to the middle. Benzolan unable to put it down. Set goes back to the middle. Tip saved by the defenders. And it's going to be four contacts on the defenders. 8-5. Northwestern with a three-point lead. Serve controlled by Timmermans. Gets it over to Beamer. Slide to the right. DeJager. DeJager on the slide and the kill. Jesse DeJager with her first kill tonight. Dort lead trails 8-6. 8-6 the score. And serving for the defenders will be Winterfeld. Karsten Winterfeld. The senior from Sioux Center lines it up, sends it over. Jump serve taken by the libero. That's Schroyer. And banging it off the antenna is Northwestern's. I believe that was outside hitter, Callie Schwitters. And the defenders back to within a point off the attack error. Defenders trailing 8-7 after that attack to the outside. And that attack hits the net and hits the antenna. Winterfeld returns the error with an error of her own, a service error by Winterfeld. It's 9-7, Northwestern. 9-7 our score. Serve taken by Winterfeld. Gets it over to Beamers. To Timmermans, and Beamers is called for a double contact. Point Northwestern. So a ball handling error called on Beamers. It's 10-7. Serve controlled by the defenders. Comes back to DeJager. DeJager with a kill. So Jesse DeJager with her second kill. DeJager, a 6'1 junior from Hull, Iowa. Checking in to serve for the defenders will be Bausma. That's Emma Bausma, sophomore. And Emma Bausma, floater, controlled by Northwestern. Set goes to the middle, off high hand, saved by Beamers. Controlled by Emma Bausma. Outside it goes to Benzolan. Benzolan unable to put it down. Set goes to the middle, and hitting it wide and out of bounds is Caitlin Pruis. So Pruis hits it wide with the attack error. Dort serving Emma Bausma. Bausma serves sideline, misses wide, not a bounds. So Bausma with a service error for Dort unofficially. I have that as their fourth already. So over a third of Northwestern's points have come off service errors. Northwestern serving. This is Kate Rogers. Rogers serve taken by Timmermans. Outside to Winterfeld. Blocked at the net. Winterfeld covers it herself. Beamers back to Venzolan. Venzolan with a kill. So Venzolan with the kill. And for Ava, that's her first. Ava is a junior from Waukee. Megan Rassler now serving. Rassler serve. Jump serve floater, back line, it's an ace. So Rassler with the ace. It's the second ace of the day for the defenders. Karina Timmermans had the other. Dort bidding for another lead. They've had one so far tonight. Controlled by Northwestern. Set goes outside into the block and tooling it off of the block for the kill is Kaylee Schwitters. Schwitters with her second kill. So Schwitters with the kill. This is Sydney Schwitters serving. Her serve cross court taken by Connolly. Back set right side to Kromendyk. Kromendyk unable to put it away. Here comes Northwestern. And Hardy attacked into the net. Point defenders. So for Northwestern, they played a three-set match with Northwestern of Orange City earlier today. This is our third tie. Make that our fifth tie, beg your pardon. Timmermans. Jump serve controlled by Northwestern and hitting it wide, not of bounds, is Kaylee Schwitters. Schwitters hits it wide on the attack to the middle. So back-to-back attack errors by Northwestern, and Dort has a one-point lead. Karina Timmermans, jump serve and an ace for Joe. Karina Timmermans' second ace serve of the day. And the defenders lead at 14-12. Biggest lead of the day for Dort so far. Jump serve, Karina Timmermans to the back line, saved by Northwestern. And we're going to have a back row attack called on Northwestern. Dort went up for the block and forced that back row attack call. And Northwestern uses their first timeout. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Back with more in a moment. Dort in front, and a jump serve that time by Timmermans, just long and off of the back line. Point Northwestern, and the defenders give the point back, but not before they gained a three-point lead. Now let's see if they can play side-out volleyball from here on out. Long ways to go to think in those terms, I guess, but Dort does win the race too. 15. That serve is long and off of the back line. You ask me my assessment of the volleyball so far today? Service errors. Neither team finely tuned by any measure, and that was true in the first match today as well. Serve by Connolly is long and out of bounds. Point Northwestern. Another service error by the defenders. So Connolly with the service error. Serving for Northwestern is Schroyer. Schroyer, knuckleball taken by Winterfeld. Rassler, right side, Dieger. Dieger with a kill. Jesse Dieger on the slide and the kill. Defenders lead at 17-14. Beamers is in for Timmermans. Rassler checks out for Van Solen. Serving is Beamers for Dort University. Beamers, short serve taken by Northwestern. Set goes to the middle, off high hands. Dieger got a piece of it. Here comes Dort on the attack outside of Winterfeld. Winterfeld with a kill. Carson Winterfeld with the kill. And for Carson, I believe that's her first kill today. Dort leading 18-14. Beamers serve, controlled by Northwestern. Eagles pushed over the block, saved by Connolly. Gets it over to Beamers. Right side attack, Van Solen off high hands. Northwestern scrambles, they get to it, comes back to Hardy. Hardy with a tip covered by Van Solen from the other side of the floor. Comes back over to Winterfeld, pops it over the block, saved by Northwestern. Set goes to the middle, saved by Beamers, controlled by Connolly. Pushed over the net by Van Solen, saved by Northwestern. Eagles attacking, and from the outside a kill for Straub. Straub with the kill, and for Straub that is her fourth. Dort leads it 18-15. Serve controlled by the defenders. Winterfeld Beamers gives it back to Winterfeld. Winterfeld with a tip. Controlled by the Eagles. Pushed too close to the net. Dieger unable to put it away. Now pushed over the block That is Straub with the attack. Dort covers it, though. Comes back over to Winterfeld. Winterfeld with a swing, controlled by Northwestern. Back to Straub. Straub dug by Winterfeld. Back to Beamers. Comes over right side to Van Zolen. Van Zolen unable to finish it. Hits it into the net. Point, Northwestern. So an attack error by Ava Van Zolen and Northwestern. Back-to-back points. They're back to within two. 18-16. 18-16. Serving is Hardy, taken by Winterfeld. Back over to Beamers. Slide to the right, Dieger, and they're going to call a double contact on Beamers. Beamers whistled for the double contact. Oftentimes you get a pretty good sense of if it would be legitimate or if that's the call. I didn't get a sense on that one, but no, Winterfeld from the outside, and she hits it wide, and that's four in a row for Northwestern. And the Northwestern Eagles forcing Dort to use a timeout. Timeout on the floor, Dort University. We're tied at 18-18. Back with more after this. This is Dort University Volleyball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5, also live on the World Wide Web. KDCR885.com. Dieger blocked at the net. Here comes Beamers. Comes back over to Joe Timmermans. Unable to muscle it through. Here comes Northwestern. Pushed over the net. Straub, and Straub with a kill. Gabby Straub with the kill. It's 5 points in a row for Northwestern, and they have turned an 18-14 deficit into a 19-18 advantage. Serve controlled by Dort. Beamers back to Dieger. Dieger pushes it over the block, and Northwestern able to push it over. Here comes Dort on the attack. Winterfeld with a swing. Now Northwestern pushes it right back. Beamers back to Van Zolen. Van Zolen with a swing. Pushed over the net and miscommunication. That ball drops to the floor. Point Northwestern. And Northwestern leads at 28. And they're on a 6-point run. Short serve taken by Timmermans. Back to Beamers. Comes outside to Winterfeld. Winterfeld with a swing. Controlled. No. Winterfeld will get the kill. Northwestern kept it in play momentarily. But the the Eagles are unable to send it over the net in play. And Winterfeld gets credit for the kill. Serving is Winterfeld. Winterfeld. Serve catches the tape, rolls over, and an ace serve for the defenders. Well, you live by it and you die by it. Aggressive serving, you've got to commit to it. That's Dort's fourth service ace of the set. Winterfeld with another short serve. This time, Northwestern able to control it. Dort sends it up and over and out of bounds. Miscommunication between the defenders. Winterfeld tried to bump set it to the outside, and it goes out of bounds on the other side of the net. Point, Northwestern, they're back in front by one, 21-20. Beamers outside, Timmermans. Timmermans blocked at the net, pushed over the net by Winterfeld to the back corner. Saved by Northwestern. Northwestern pushes it over, and getting a kill is Sydney Schwitters. Schwitters with the kill. Northwestern leads 22-20, and the defenders are forced to use a timeout. Timeout on the floor, charged to the defenders. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR885.com. Also welcome in all of those watching via the Dort Media Network. Glad to have you along with me earlier today. Dort Cross Country dominating wins at the Sunflower Opener. The defender men miss out on a perfect score by one place. They finish with 16 points. And the Dort women also equally impressive as they were victorious in the women's race earlier today. And the thing that impressed me about both of those teams today, watching them run, how deep they are and how their top several runners. They had not only five of the top 10 or 12 scoring finishers, but also had 7 of the top 14 and 10 in the top 20 or so. So a couple of pretty teams for Dort's Nate Wolf. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5, back with set number 2 right after this. A couple numbers that jump out at me as I look at them. Dort, a negative 25 for kill efficiency. 4 service aces, 6 service errors. For Northwestern, a 121 kill efficiency. They had 10 kills to Dort's 7. And Northwestern, no service aces, but only 3 service errors as well. Dort with service in a 1-0 hole to start set number 2. Megan Rassler with service. Sophomore from Gretna, Nebraska, her serve. And we've got a double contact called on Northwestern. Now, that was a call that Dort was looking for earlier in the match after Dort setter Karina Beamers got called for one that was on the border. And now they get one called against Northwestern. Rassler serves it long and out of bounds. So the service error by Rassler and the defenders and Northwestern Eagles tied 1-1. Keep wanting to say the Red Raiders. Some old habits die hard, but this is the Eagles out of St. Paul, Minnesota. Serve floater taken by Winterfeld. Gets it over to Rassler. Rassler keeps it out of the net, sends it over to Timmermans, unable to put it down. Passed over the net, saved by the defenders. Rassler back over to Timmermans. Timmermans off the top of the block in the kill. That was Allie Timmermans, who missed all of last year with an injury. She gets the kill, and I believe that's her first today. So Allie Timmermans with her first kill, listed as a senior from Orange City. She and Karina are sisters from Orange City. And Karina Timmermans with another ace serve, her third. So an ace serve for Timmermans. That's her third. And the sophomore will line it up and send it over. Karina's serve taken by Northwestern. Set goes outside. Unable to put it away was Hardy. Here comes Dort. Kromendijk off the top of the block. Saved by Northwestern. Passed over the net. Free ball. Taken by Connolly. High pass. Rassler. Rassler shoots it back to Timmermans. And Timmermans with the kill. And they're going to call another double contact on Beamers. So ball handling error on Beamers. Beamers tried to push it backwards to Timmermans. Timmermans, that big left-handed attack from the right side. Outside it comes to Winterfeld. Winterfeld with a kill. Carson Winterfeld with her third kill. And the defenders lead it 4-2. 4-2 our score. Serving for the defenders will be Hannah Connolly. Connolly serve controlled by Northwestern, attacking outside, and Dort unable to close the block with Alley and Jesse Dieger. And Northwestern gets the point, tooling it off the block, and I believe that was Callie Schwitters who got the kill. I'm going to go with that for the time being, at least. Schwitters with her third kill. And now a service error by Northwestern and Kendra Hardy. So Hardy with a service error. Dort leads it 5-3. Karina Beamers, junior from Langley, British Columbia. Right-handed server. Floater controlled by Northwestern, and with the kill out of the middle, that was Caitlin Pruis. Now I've got to go back, and I've got to amend something I said earlier. I thought that double contact was on Beamers. That was actually on Rassler, who was in setting at the time for the defenders. That 6-2 setter offense. Got to remember who's on the floor when. Winterfeld with the swing, controlled by Northwestern. Northwestern, Schwitters, power tip, covered by Joe, comes back over to Beamers. Beamers gets it to Winterfeld. Winterfeld unable to put it down. Northwestern to tackling. Schwitters unable to put it away. Beamers, right side, Vanzolin. Vanzolin unable to put it down. Here comes Northwestern. Power tip out of the middle. A swing and a kill on the pass back too close to the net, and Pruis puts it away. So Pruis with the kill. Serving is Straub. So Straub with serve, taken by Winterfeld, gets it over to Beamer, set to the middle, Van Solen. Van Solen with a kill. Ava Van Solen with the kill. Dort leads 6-5. 6-5, our score. Serving will be Winterfeld. Winterfeld lines it up, and she'll send it over and sends it into the net. Service error. Point Eagles. So Winterfeld gets charged with the service error. 6-6, our score. Serving for Northwestern will be Kate Rogers. So Rogers serve. Where's number 8? She's from Woodbury, Minnesota. And an attack from the right side and a kill for Van Solen. Van Solen with her third. Dort back in front, 7-6. 7-6, our score. And here comes Emma Bausman's serve down the line, and it's wide, not a bounce. Point Northwestern, 7-7, our score. So Emma with the service error. That has been a problem for the defenders most of the way here so far. Hoping they can get that rectified before the day is over. Serve short, taken by Winterfeld, over to Beamers. Back set right side, Van Solen. Van Solen keeps it in play. Here comes Northwestern. Roll shot by Schwitters. Here comes Dort attacking outside Timmermans. Timmermans with a swing. Northwestern pushes it over, free ball. Winterfeld to Beamers. Beamers bump set, Van Solen. Van Solen blocked at the net. Van Solen covers it. Beamers back to Winterfeld. Winterfeld blocked at the net and pushed over the net by Joe. Here comes Northwestern. Schwitters saved by Connolly. Outside it goes, and we're going to have a double contact called on Beamers. Point Northwestern. So Beamers with a ball handling error. Northwestern leads it 8-7. Set number 1. Dort will be opening conference play later this week. Or I should say next week, Wednesday night, hosting the Tigers from Dakota Wesleyan. Beamers to Van Solen. Van Solen with the swing dug by Northwestern and a kill eventually for Kendra Hardy. Hardy with her third kill. Hardy with her third kill. It's 9-7. Jump serve by Schwitters. Kept alive by Beamers. Back it goes to Timmermans. Timmermans unable to put it away, though. Here comes Hardy. Hardy with a kill. Hardy with back-to-back kills. Dort trails 10-7. Might need to use a timeout here. They'll let it ride for the time being. Nope, they're going to call a timeout. Timeout on the floor. Charge to Dort University, trailing 10-7. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR885.com. 10-7, defenders trailing by 3 in set number 2. They lost set number 1 by a score of 25-20. Set number 2, the defenders trailing 10-7. Northwestern right now on a 4-point splurge. And they'll be serving with Sydney Schwitters, the setter for Northwestern. So they've got three attackers in the front row now. Schwitters serve, taken by Timmermans. Back it goes over to Beamers. Beamers to the Jaeger, Cromendyke. Cromendyke unable to put it away. And Schwitters hits that one into the antenna. Point defenders. So Schwitters, that is Kaylee Schwitters with the attack error. And serving for the defenders will be Megan Rassler. Rassler with service. Rassler down the line, taken by Northwestern. Outside it goes Hardy. Hardy over the block, saved by Rassler. Dort keeps it in play. This will be a down ball by Timmermans, saved by Northwestern, scrambling, keeping it alive, and it's passed outside the antenna. And Karina Jo Timmermans will get the kill. A delayed kill of sorts for Timmermans. Have that as Joe's first kill today. Jump serve right side controlled by Northwestern. Northwestern attacking Hardy, and we've got a double contact called on Northwestern. Ball handling error, and we're tied at 10-10. Our third tie of set number two. Serving is Rassler. Rassler served down the line. Saved by Northwestern. Northwestern pushed into the block, and they kill. Callie Schwitters with her fifth kill. And now she will serve. Serve to the back line is long and out of bounds. Point defenders. And the defenders tied up at 11 on the service error. Serving will be Karina Timmermans. Timmermans. Serve to the back line and an ace. So Karina Timmermans with her fourth ace serve. And Timmermans with another serve on the way. 12-11, defenders by a point. Jump serve saved by Northwestern. Northwestern attacking, and this is into the net. No, they say it was blocked out of bounds by the defenders. So a point for the Eagles as they get a kill. Kendra Hardy with her fifth kill. And serving is Schroyer. Controlled by the defenders. Outside it goes Winterfeld. Winterfeld with a power tip down the line. Saved by Northwestern. Pushed over the net. Saved by the defenders and Timmermans to Rassler. Backside it goes to Allie Timmermans. Allie Timmermans hits it wide, not a bounds. Point, Northwestern. So an attack error by Allie Timmermans. Point, Northwestern. Northwestern leads 13-12. Serve is wide, not a bounds. Point, defenders. So a service error by Northwestern. There has been no shortage of service errors tonight. Hannah Connolly serve, controlled by Northwestern. And banging it off the block for a kill out of the middle is Pruis. Pruis with the kill. It's 14-13. 14-13, serving Hardy. Hardy serves short, taken by Timmermans. Comes back over to Rassler. Outside it goes to Winterfeld. Winterfeld's attack is wide and out of bounds. Point, Northwestern. 15-13. And serving is Kendra Hardy. Taken by Timmermans. Back over to Rassler. Comes to DeJager. DeJager with a kill. Jesse DeJager with a kill. Her fourth. Defenders trail 15-14. Checking in is Beamers. Also checking in is Van Solen. And Karina Beamers with serve. Controlled by Northwestern. Over the block. Saved by Beamers. Kept alive by Connolly. Bump set outside Winterfeld. Winterfeld with a kill. Winterfeld with a kill. She's got four by my count. Beamers has service. And Karina Beamers serve. Controlled by Northwestern. Set goes outside, and it's off high hands. Yes, it was. The kill for Northwestern. It's Gabby Straub. Straub with the kill. Her sixth. So Straub gives Northwestern a one-point lead again. Beamers back to the middle. Van Solen. Van Solen with a kill. Ava Van Solen with a kill. I believe that's Ava's fourth unofficially. Winterfell has serve. And Winterfeld Jump serve controlled by Northwestern. Saved. They get it over to Schwitter. Schwitter's into the net. Point defenders. 17-16. Quite certain that ball never made it over the net. Carson Winterfeld serving. And Winterfeld serve. Jump serve controlled by Northwestern. Schwitter's power tip down the line. Saved by Winterfeld. Beamers gets it back over to Timmermans. Karina Timmermans with the swing. Northwestern attacking, and Vinsolin is there for the block and the kill, for the block and the point. Vinsolin with the block and a point. Dort leads 18-16. Timeout Northwestern, back with more after this. 18-16, defenders leading by a couple, and a timeout charge to Northwestern. The defenders led so far by Carson Winterfeld with 6 kills. Ava Vinsolin with 5, Jesse Dieger with 4. For Northwestern, they're led by Gabby Straub, 6, and Kendra Hardy with 5. Serving for the defenders is Winterfeld. Winterfeld serve controlled by Northwestern. Schwitters. Schwitters attacking from the outside and another kill. 6 for Schwitters. And it's 18-17. 18-17. Serving is Kate Rogers. Rogers with serve. Defenders led late in set number one as well, and then Northwestern went on a run. Rogers serves it into the net. So Rogers with a service error. Point defenders, and serving for the defenders will be Emma Bausma. Emma Bausma with serve. Controlled by Northwestern. Eagles attacking. Off of the block, Dort controls. Beamers comes back over to Vinsolin, unable to put it away. Tipped to the sideline, covered by Timmermans. Gets it back to Beamers. Back set Winterfeld. Winterfeld from behind the spike line, unable to put it down. Set to Schwitters. Schwitters blocked at the net. Now joust at the net. Eagles win out that time. Pancake saved by Bausma. No. Point, Northwestern. So with the kill out of the middle, that was Salil Newland. I believe that's Newland's first kill. It's 19-18. 19-18, defenders leading by a point. Serve controlled by Connolly. Comes back to to Kromendyk, unable to put it down. Saved by Beamers. Bump set by Connolly. Comes back over to Timmermans. Saved by Northwestern. Schwitters. Saved by Winterfeld. And Winterfeld unable to get a clean pass to Beamers. Beamers has to chase that one near the official stand. Point, Northwestern. Northwestern leads at 19, or ties at 19-19. 19-19, and Dort doesn't relinquish the lead, though. A service error by Northwestern. And that was Sydney Schwitters. Defenders leading 20-19. Rassler with serve. Controlled by Northwestern. Push down, and Hardy tools it off the block for the kill. She's got 6. 20-20. Eight ties in set number two. Serving is Callie Schwitters. Taken by Timmermans. Gets it over to Rassler. Right side Kromendyk. Kromendyk off speed. Now an overpass, and it's put down by Karina Timmermans. Kill number two for Karina Timmermans. Serving for Dort. Timmermans. Timmermans. Jump serve. Northwestern able to control it. Set goes outside over the top of the block. That's Straub. Back it goes Kromendyk. Kromendyk with a kill out of the middle. Brenna Kromendyk with her first kill today. And the defenders regained a two-point lead at 22-20. There's a timeout, Northwestern. Dort leading 22-20, trying to tie the match at one set apiece. Back with more after this. 22-20. Defenders lead by two in set number two, trying to knot the match at one set apiece. Defenders in set number one had an 18-14 lead and were unable to close it. Serving for the defenders will be Karina Timmermans. So Timmermans with a jump serve. Down the line, taken by Northwestern. Set outside, Hardy. Hardy blocked at the net. Winterfeld gets credit for the block. Point defenders. Defenders lead at 23-20. 23-20. Serving again is Timmermans, Karina Timmermans. Sends it over. Controlled by Northwestern. Push to the outside, Straub. Straub blocked at the net. Allie Timmermans. Allie Timmermans and Brenna Kromendyke teaming up for that block. And the defenders now a point away from tying the match at one set apiece. Jump serve by Karina Timmermans. Down the line, taken by Straub. Back set Hardy. Hardy unable to put it away. Dort with a chance. Rassler. Back it goes Winterfeld. Winterfeld with a swing. Control dug up and over. Kromendyke, Rassler. Back to Kromendyke. Off speed kill. Brenna Kromendyke with a kill. The defenders win set two, 25-20. 25-20, defenders even the match, one set apiece. Back with set number three from the DeWitt Gym right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR88.5.com. To set number three we go. Defenders tying it up with a 25-20 win in set number two. In set number two, the defenders a more healthy 265 kill efficiency. Northwestern, not too shabby either, 242. The defenders with two attack errors. Northwestern at five. The defenders so far with six service aces. Northwestern has zero. Outside it goes Timmermans, and Karina Timmermans' attack is long and out of bounds. Point Northwestern. So an attack error by Joe Timmermans, and the Northwestern Eagles have served. Rassler, back set, right side, Kromendyke. Kromendyke on the slide, unable to put it down. Set goes to the middle, unable to put it away. That was Newland. Here comes Northwestern again. Outside it goes Schwitters. Schwitters with the swing. Now Newland with a tip and a block put up by Allie Timmermans and Brenna Kromendyke, and we're tied at one apiece. So a point off of a block that time. Karina Timmermans has service. Karina Timmermans jump serve, rolls it over the net, controlled by the Eagles. Back set Schwitters. Schwitters from behind the spike line hits it into the net. Point defenders. It's 2-0. 2-1, I should say. Beg your pardon. Attack error by Schwitters. Karina Jo Timmermans with serve. Down the line. That might be an ace, and it is. So Timmermans with another ace. That's her fifth. She's got two in each set up to this point. Now one here in set number three. And a block put up again by Kromendyke and Winterfeld. Point defenders. 4-1, defenders leading. Serving Timmermans. Timmermans, serve controlled by Northwestern. No, overpass, and Kromendyke puts it away. Brenna Kromendyke with the kill, her third, and the defenders forced Northwestern to use a timeout, trailing 5-1 in set number three. Back with more after this. This is Dort Volleyball on KDCR. 16-14, defenders leading by two, set number three. We're tied up with one set apiece, and Northwestern promptly serves into the net. Point defenders. Callie Schwitters with the service error. Serving for the defenders will be Karina Timmermans. Timmermans serve, controlled by Northwestern. And Brenna Cromendyke puts the block up on the attack out of the middle by Kelly Schwitters. And Brenna Cromendyke, a sophomore from Belle Plaine, Minnesota, comes up with the block. Dort back up by four. Joe Timmermans with serve, controlled by Northwestern. Northwestern, Hardy. Hardy off the block and the kill. Hardy's block, or Hardy's attack, glanced off of the block and then went the width of the court and was out of play. It's 18-15. So Hardy with another kill. She's got eight. Controlled by Connolly. Rassler with a bump set. Outside it goes Timmermans. Timmermans with the swing. Controlled by Northwestern. And Northwestern, we've got a double contact called on the Eagles. Point defenders. It's 19-15. Serving is Connolly. Set goes to the middle. Covered by Timmermans on the attack, middle back. Winterfeld off high hands, saved by Northwestern. Eagles on the attack, and the defenders there to push it down. That's either Timmermans or DeJager. Not sure who got the most of that one. Might have been Allie. We'll give it to Allie for the time being. Allie Timmermans unofficially with her third kill. Could have gone either way with that one, though. Could have been Jesse DeJager just as easily. 20-15. Dort leading, set number three, trying to take a 2-1 lead in this best-of-five match. Serve taken by Schwitters, back over to Schwitters. Outside it goes. Straub unable to put it down, and now DeJager with the off-speed and the kill. Jesse DeJager with the off-speed kill. She's got five. And a timeout on the floor, charged to Northwestern. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Back with more from the DeWitt Gym right after this. Hannah Connolly with service. And Connolly serve, taken middle back by Northwestern. Outside it goes Straub. Straub pops it over the net, saved by Connolly. Comes back to DeJager. DeJager with the kill. Jesse DeJager with the kill. And for Jesse, unofficially her sixth. Dort leading 22-15. Connolly, short serve, taken by Northwestern. Set goes outside. Straub with a kill. Straub able to get it over the block and then finds the back corner. Dort cheating up to cover. And Straub with her ninth kill. It's 22-16. Marilyn Schroyer's service. Dort receiving. And it's into the net. Point defenders. Yet another service error. This time by the libero, Schroyer. Serving is Beamers. Beamers serve, taken by Northwestern. Set to the middle, power tip. Pushed over the net, saved by Timmermans. Here comes Northwestern again, off the block and the kill. Pruis with another kill. She's got five, that time getting it out of the middle. 23-17, defenders just 2 points away. 23-17, our score. And the jump serve taken by Connolly, gets it to Beamers. Back to Vinsolin. Vinsolin over the tip, covered by Northwestern. Saved by Winterfeld, kept alive. Beamers back over to Winterfeld. Winterfeld hits it wide, not a bounce point, Northwestern. Dort still up by five. All you need to do is get the service back. Break service here. Serve, sideline, taken by Connolly. Beamers, back it goes to Winterfeld. Winterfeld hits it wide, not a bounds. Point, Northwestern. Back-to-back attack errors, and now Dort will call a timeout. Timeout on the floor, charged to the defenders. That's their final timeout. Both teams have used both of their timeouts here in set number three. We're tied one set apiece. Back with more after this. 23-19, defenders leading by four, set number three. And serving for Northwestern is Kendra Hardy. Hardy's serve on the way with Dort leading by four. Serve is wide and out of bounds. Point, defenders. So Hardy with the serve that went wide. Dort leading 24-19, serving for the set and a 2-1 lead. And Carson Winterfeld serves into the net. Winterfeld with an attack error. Point Northwestern, and now Northwestern has to score another 4 points in a row. Serve controlled by the defenders. Beamers gets it over to DeJager. DeJager on the off speed with the kill. And for the third set in a row, our final is 25-20. This time, defenders win back-to-back sets. They lead it now 2-1. We head to set number four right after this. This is Dort Volleyball on KDCR 88.5. We'll be back with set number four, this best-of-five match, right after this. Megan Rassler with service as we get underway with set number four. Dort leading 2-1. Northwestern won set one. 25-20. Dort has come back to win the next two, 25-20. Rassler with a service error. It has been a rash of service errors by both teams this afternoon, now this evening, I should say. Rassler backs at right side Kromendick, banks it off the block, saved by Northwestern. Northwestern pushes it over the block, saved by Conley, gets it back to Rassler. Timmermans, down ball. Saved by Northwestern. Northwestern attacking and a block put up by Karina Timmermans. Timmermans with the block, and we're tied at one each. 1-1 our score. So serving for the defenders is Timmermans. Timmermans serve into the net. Point Northwestern. I don't want to, but I have to. I've got to check what the service error total is for the defenders in this contest. Taken by Conley, gets it over to Rassler, pushed to Kromendick. Kromendick pushes it over the net, saved by Northwestern. Northwestern from the outside with a kill. That's Gabby Straub. Straub with her 10th kill. And Northwestern leads it 3-1. 3-1 our score. Serve, sideline, taken by Karina Timmermans. Back it goes Rassler. Outside to Allie Timmermans. Allie Timmermans actually from the right side, I should say. And Allie Timmermans with the kill. Allie Timmermans with her fourth kill. Defenders back to within a point at 3-2. Sometimes it's not about how well you play. It's about the lack of errors or the opponent's errors that can really make a difference. Kill out of the middle for Pruis. Pruis with her sixth kill. So Pruis with the kill. It's 4-2. Rassler bumps at Winterfeld. Winterfeld with a tip controlled by Northwestern. Northwestern attacking out of the middle. Pruis. Pruis unable to put it away. Back it goes DeJager. DeJager with a kill. Jesse DeJager with her seventh kill. Dort actually was planning on using DeJager more as a right side attacker. Serve controlled by Northwestern. Northwestern attacking, and we've got a player in the net. No, we do not. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR88.5.com. Serving will be Karina Beamers. Beamers serve, passed up and over, back to the defenders. Free ball, DeAger. DeAger with a swing. Saved by Northwestern, pushed over the block, controlled by Timmermans. They get it up to DeAger. DeAger with a kill. It's 5-4. DeAger with another kill. So for Jesse DeAger, unofficially with 10 kills now. And down the line and hitting it wide and out of bounds is Callie Schwitters. So Callie Schwitters with an attack error. Point defenders. And the defenders lead it 6-4. 6-4, our score. Beamers, short serve controlled by Northwestern out of the middle. Saved by the defenders. Defenders, back it goes to Carson Winterfeld. Winterfeld with the kill. Winterfeld with the kill. Winterfeld now with 5 kills. Serving for the defenders is Beamers. Beamers, the junior, floater, controlled by Northwestern. Set to the middle, Pruis. Pruis with a kill. Pruis with 7 kills. And the defender lead is 7-5. 7-5. And serving for Northwestern is Kate Rogers. Rogers served down the line. Now a joust at the net, and that's one out that time by Schwitters, and actually no joust. Beamers could not leave the floor. She had to try and play for that overpass off the deflection. 7-6, defenders up by 1. Rogers has service. Sir Rogers with the serve, long and out of bounds, point defenders. So Rogers with a service error. And Carson Winterfeld has service. Carson Winterfeld serving. Winterfeld served down the line, taken by Northwestern, attacking Schwitters. Schwitters with a swing. Winterfeld gets it up to the net. DeAger unable to put it away. Here comes Schwitters, saved again by Benzolin. Here comes Northwestern again. Quick attack out of the middle. And a kill out of the middle for Northwestern's Lucy Pelzel. Pelzel with the kill. It's 8-7. Sydney Schwitters serving. Eight to seven. Northwestern serving. This is Sydney Schwitters. Taken by the defenders. Comes back to DeAger. DeAger with a swing. Controlled by Northwestern. No. Pushed over the net. DeAger with another swing. But the attack was Hardy. Hardy unable to put it down. Schwitters blocked at the net. Now pushed to the corner. Saved by Winterfeld. Pushed to the corner again. Pushed over the net. And we've gotten a double contact called on the defenders and DeAger. We're tied at 8-8. So ball handling error against DeAger. Serving for Northwestern is Sydney Schwitters. Schwitters serve, taken by Winterfeld. Back it goes Beamers, back to Vinsolin. Vinsolin hits it long and out of bounds. So an attack error by Vinsolin. Now 5 points, 5 out of the last 6 scored by Northwestern, and they've taken the lead at 9-8. 2-1, Dort leads in the match. Serve controlled by Connolly, back over to Beamers. Outside to push to Timmermans. Overpass, Timmermans puts it away. Karina Timmermans with the kill. That's her third or fourth. Defenders tied at 9-9. Serving is Emma Bausma. Bausma served to the sideline, controlled by Northwestern. Hardy with a power tip, saved by Vinsolin. Winterfeld bumps it up towards Timmermans. Timmermans off high hands, saved by Northwestern. Outside it goes Schwitters. Schwitters with the kill. Kelly Schwitters with another kill. She's got 10. And serving for Northwestern is Kelly Schwitters. Schwitters with serve. And her jump serve on the way. Short taken by Joe. Gets it over to Beamers. Beamers to Jaeger. Kromendyk. Kromendyk with a kill. Brenna Kromendyk with a kill. And for Brenna, that's her seventh, I believe. Six or seven. 10-10 our score. This is tie number five already of set number four. Bausma's serve. This is Hardy. Hardy with a kill. Hardy attacking from the right side. Dort's been unable to adjust well to that opposite attack. And Kendra Hardy. So Hardy with another kill. She's got nine. Pretty balanced attack for Northwestern. Back set right side, Kromendyk. Kromendyk pushed it over, pushed right back to the defenders. Comes back to Kromendyk. Kromendyk taps it over. Northwestern attacking. Hardy. Hardy blocked at the net that time by Timmermans and Kromendyk. So a block for Kromendyk and Joe. So Green and Timmermans teams up for that block. Dort gets another point and 11-11 off of that block. So far in this contest, the defenders, they've scored 10 points off of blocks. They've had a distinct advantage there. Saved by Timmermans, gets it back right side. It goes back over to Allie Timmermans. Allie Timmermans with a kill. It appears to me the more they can incorporate that attack, the more potent they will be. With Allie Timmermans attacking from the opposite or the right side. Karina Timmermans with the jump serve, taken by Northwestern. Set goes to the middle, off the block, and the kill. Pruis with the kill. She's got eight. We're tied at 12-12. 12-12 our score. Yet another tie. Serve taken by Timmermans. Back over to Rassler. It comes to Allie Timmermans. Now pushed over the block, and we've got a player in the net for Northwestern point defenders. So an attack error that time by Northwestern. Dieger is in. Connolly is serving. New player checking in for Northwestern. This is Ashley Henrich. Serve to the sideline. Taken by Henrich. Dort with a free ball. Rassler dumps it over and the kill. Well, they're going to say that there was Rassler left her feet, so they're going to call her for the dump, or the back row attack on the dump. So an attack error by Rassler. 13-13 our score. Outside it goes to Winterfeld. Winterfeld with a kill. Carson Winterfeld with her sixth kill. Dort leads 14-13. 14-13 defenders. Beamers with service. And Karina Beamers with serve. Controlled by Northwestern. Set goes to the middle. Pruitts. Pruitts hits it long and out of bounds. Point defenders. And the defenders win the race to 15 once again. The attack error by Pruis. Both teams with two timeouts remaining. Beamers serve controlled by Northwestern. Outside attack and a kill for Schwitters. Another kill for Schwitters. It's 15-14. Defenders up by a point, set number four, leading in the match 2-1. Vinsolin from Beamers unable to put it down. Northwestern attacking. Now pushed up at the net, pushed back over by Dieger. Northwestern regroups, and Schwitters with another kill, 15-all. Callie Schwitters with her 12th kill. It's 15-15. Back-to-back kills for Schwitters. Northwestern has now scored 2 points in a row after Dort had a 15-13 lead. That one got up to Connolly. Connolly Unable to get a clean pass. She does get it over to the center. Dort sends it over. This is Winterfeld. Back over to Beamers. Right side, Vinsolin. Vinsolin unable to put it away. Set goes outside Schwitters, and Schwitters tools it off the block for another kill. Schwitters with her 13th kill. Dort trails 16-15. So serving for Northwestern is Kate Rogers. Dort down a point, set number four. Northwestern trying to rally and force set five. Vinsolin keeps it in play. Timmerman sends it over. Here comes Northwestern. Set goes to the middle, Pelzel. Pelzel with a kill. So Pelzel with the kill. Northwestern on a 4-0 run. Dort will use a timeout. Timeout on the floor, charge to Northwest, or to Dort. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR88.5.com. The Dort defenders trailing Northwestern 17-15. Northwestern right now riding a wave of 4 points in a row. And serving for Northwestern is Kate Rogers. The Eagles with serve taken by Beamers. Beamers gets it up to DeJager. DeJager unable to put it away. And Schwitters with another kill. And until Dort stops that consistently, they're going to keep going to Kelly Schwitters. Schwitters has scored 4 of the last 5 points from the outside. And the defenders trail at 18-15. Serve taken by Timmermans. Gets it to Beamers. Right side, Winterfeld. Winterfeld with the attack. No one touched it. Point Northwestern. So an attack error by the defenders, and it's now 19-15. 6 points in a row for Northwestern. They've got the momentum behind them. Dort's got a rally. Serve is long and out of bounds. Point defenders. So a service error by Rogers. Point Dort. And serving for the defenders will be Carson Winterfeld. Winterfeld, jump serve, nearly an ace. Northwestern recovers. Here's Kelly Schwitters. Kelly Schwitters with another kill from the outside. That time a power tip. And Kelly Schwitters has 15 kills. Schwitters with 15 kills. Serving is Sydney Schwitters. So three attackers in the front row. Timmermans gets it over to Beamers. Beamers to Timmermans. Timmermans back to Beamers. Timmermans with another swing after the overpass. And on the second chance, Timmermans puts it away. That's Karina Timmermans' fifth kill this evening. Emma Bausma with service. Need to score back-to-back points to get back in at trailing 2017 at this point. And a throw called on the middle attack, Lucy Pelzel. Pelzel called for a lift or a throw, whichever you prefer. Northwestern attacking. Set goes outside Hardy. Saved by Beamers. Knocked it into the air. Passed over the net by Timmermans. Here comes Northwestern. Set back to Hardy. Hardy unable to put it away. Dort attacking. Pushed over the net by Vinsolin. Here comes Northwestern. Outside, Schwitters. Schwitters saved by the defenders. Down ball by Timmermans. Here's Pelzel. Pelzel with a kill out of the middle. Pelzel with the kill. It's 21-18, and the defenders use a timeout. Timeout defenders trailing by 3. That's their second timeout of the set. Northwestern trying to force set number 4. We'll be back with trying to force set number 5. We'll be back with a conclusion of set number 4 right after this. You're listening to Dort Volleyball on KDCR. 21-18. Dort trailing by 3. Got a rally here in set number 4 to finish this match off. Otherwise, we had to set 5. Timmerman's attack dug up. Now passed up and over, and a kill for the defenders. The defenders get a point. That ball sneaking inside the antenna and falling on the line, and now Megan Rassler with service. Defenders down 21-19. How that ball stayed inside the antenna, snaking its way inside. Off of the block, Dort attacking, Rassler outside Timmermans. Timmermans with a kill. Joe Timmermans with the kill, and for Karina, that is her sixth kill by my count. Looks like officially we've got her at five. She also has six aces today. Rassler with serve. Dort down a point. Here comes Northwestern attacking. This is a swing by Straub. Dort able to dig it up that time. Winterfeld off of the block. Saved by Northwestern. Comes back to Pelzel. Pelzel hits it wide and out of bounds. We're tied at 21-all. Northwestern has two timeouts left. They're going to use one here. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We're tied 21-all. This is our first tie since it was 15-15, and that was when Dort relinquished a 15-13 lead. Northwestern built as much as a four-point lead at 20-16. They're also up 19-14. All that was part of a six-point run. 21-21 our score. Still serving for the defenders is Megan Rassler. Rassler with serve. Rassler serve. Short. Controlled by Northwestern. They'll set it to Hardy. Covered by Connolly. Here's Dort's chance. Outside Timmermans. Timmermans with a swing. Controlled by Northwestern. Hardy again. Blocked that time by Komendyk and Karina Timmermans. So Karina and Kromendyk team up for that block. And now Rassler serves down the sideline and misses it wide. Point, Northwestern, 22-all. So a service error by Rassler, 22-all. Northwestern serve, taken by Timmermans. Gets it over to Rassler. Rassler, Winterfeld. Winterfeld off the tape, kill. So Winterfeld from behind the spike line with a kill. She's got seven. 23-22. Karina Timmermans with service again. Timmermans, jump serve. Took something off of that one. Here comes Northwestern. Set goes to the middle. And a kill out of the middle for Pruis. Pruis with her ninth. 23-all. That's tie number 11 of set number four. Serve taken by Karina Timmermans. Rassler back set. Allie Timmermans. Allie Timmermans with the kill. And now the defenders are serving for set and match point. Allie Timmermans with her sixth kill. Serving is Connolly. Connolly with the jump serve controlled by Northwestern. They'll attack out of the middle. Pruis, and Pruis hits it long and out of bounds. Point defenders, and the defenders win it 25-23. 25-23, Pruis hits it long. Not sure what the question is. They must have felt that someone had touched it. 25-23, the final. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. I'm going to watch the replay. And the defenders with a two-point win. And evidently they're going to say no. It's 24-24. They're going to give the kill to Pruis. And the serve down the sideline, taken by Connolly, comes back to Timmermans. Timmermans with a tip and the kill. Well, that right there is a stat keeper's worst nightmare. 25-24. What? 25-24, our score. Serving is Beamers. And Dort serving for another match point. Controlled by Northwestern. And attacking. And a block put up. And this time they'll leave the point on the board. A block for the defenders. And Dort wins it 26-24. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5. The defenders win by two in set number three. And the defenders win 3-1. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5. We'll be back with a recap of tonight's volleyball match right after this. This is Dort Volleyball on KDCR. No, I'll take care of it. Yep. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR88.5.com. The defenders victorious over Northwestern. That's Northwestern Minnesota, a school out of St. Paul. Final score, 20-25, 25-20, 25-20, and 26-24. Did not come without its tense moments. Dort rallied from a four-point deficit at 20-16 and a three-point deficit at 21-18 in set number four to tie it at 21-all. We were then tied again at 22-23, and it looked like Dort had won it at 25-23. Evidently, but they reversed a call, and I'm not sure where the call reversal came from. But the defenders then played at tied 24, and they score the next 2 points, recording the last point on a block and winning it 26-24. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR88.5.com. Let's take a look at the final numbers in this one, and then we'll wrap it up. We'll see if the coach makes his way out for today's contest and his post-match comments. The numbers look like this. Dort, a total of 41 kills in this one, Northwestern with 49. Attack percentage, Dort 172, Northwestern 145. 78 digs for Northwestern. 59 for the defenders. Dort scored 13 points off of blocks. Northwestern did not record a point on a block. That is hard to believe. Northwestern was led by Callie Schwitters with 15 kills. Gabby Straub had 11, 9 for Caitlin Pruis, and 9 for Kendra Hardy. For the defenders, they were led by Jessie DeJager with 10 kills, 8 for Carson Winterfeld, 6 for Brenna Cromendyke, 6 for Ava Van Solen, 5 for Karina Timmermans, and 6 for Allie Timmermans for Dort's total of 41 kills. 19 assists for Megan Rassler, 14 for Karina Beamers. Sydney Schwitters had 42 assists for Northwestern. The defenders plagued by service errors. They had 17 tonight. Northwestern had 14 service errors. Karina Timmermans with 6 service aces. 1 service ace each for Megan Rassler and Carson Winterfeld. This is KDCR Sioux Center 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR88.5.com. We'll be back with more on our post-game wrap, the Wireless World post-game wrap, right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR88.5.com. The defenders victorious tonight over Northwestern of the Twin Cities, 20-25, 26-24. I should say 20-25, 25-20, 25-20, and 26-24. And let's make sure that we've got things and go ahead and put your headset on, Jesse. And can you hear me all right?
Yes.
All right. Jesse DeAger joins me for post-game comments. And, Jesse, we knew Northwestern would be a pretty solid opponent this evening. Took a little bit to get started, but there were some times where it seemed like you were able to play pretty well and an early season match, and that there's plenty of things to work on, obviously, but feel good to be out on the court once again?
Yes, it felt great. We've been practicing hard for 3 weeks, and it was finally awesome to be on the court and playing against an opponent.
Was there anything about Northwestern's attack that gave you trouble, or was it just a typical first match where you're finally playing against someone other than your own teammates and it just takes a while to get into the flow of things?
Yeah, they had some great hitters, and we had to adjust our block to different ways to stop them from scoring through it.
How has preseason gone? How did it feel to be back with your teammates after not seeing some of them for quite some time? How'd that feel this past August to finally get back to playing?
Yeah, it felt awesome. It felt great to see everyone, and we all connected very well and have been practicing super hard.
Junior year, you're over halfway now. What are you studying?
I'm a business major.
What are you hoping for in a couple of years when you're all finished? What do you hope to be doing?
I'm a marketing emphasis, so hopefully something in the marketing field.
All right. Well, now it gets interesting because we don't have as many preseason matches, obviously. Great Plains Athletic Conference matches beginning for your team this coming week. It's a little different feel and pretty important matches coming up.
Yeah. Yeah, we're ready for them, though.
All right, Jesse, thanks for coming out. Congratulations on the win, and we'll see you next week.
Thank you.
That's Jesse DeAger talking about tonight's match with the Northwestern Eagles, and the Defenders going to 1-0 this year. They'll face Dakota Wesleyan on Wednesday night at 7:30. It'll be a 6 o'clock junior varsity match, followed by a 7:30 varsity match, and then Dort with a little of time off before they face Northwestern in Orange City on the following Tuesday. Coach Chad Hansen's taking a seat, and we'll get his comments. And Coach Hansen, I've got to ask right off the bat, the finish to this one, we were set to put things away, thought you had won 25-23. What transpired to go from 25-23 to tied up 24-24?
We missed a match earlier in the day, Mike, so we wanted to play some extra points. What happened was Karina, it's really hard to see. Karina Timmerman's in the back row. Defensive move. She tried to duck out of the way, and the ball hit her in some way, grazed her jersey or something. I didn't see it. Line judges didn't see it. The opposing team asked the R1 if there was a touch, and the R1 said no. And in all of that, I thought, wait a second, I haven't asked Karina. So I asked Karina, did you touch it? And she said, yeah. So I said, okay, we need to rectify this. It's an unfortunate situation. But for us, the ethics, the rightness of finishing well is more important than just trying to deceive what the officials may or may not have seen. And at times that might work for us. It was very fitting, and what a blessing for us to finish the way we did, but it could have gone the other way, and I'm glad it didn't here tonight. But I believe we will sleep well, believing we've honored the Lord in the right kind of pursuit of our heart and mind through this sport, rather than feeling like, hey, cool, we snuck one away and tricked everybody, and hope the replay film later doesn't show it.
Okay, couple stats jumped out at me. Obviously, both teams trying to serve exceptionally tough. Lots of service errors, yeah. And I'm sure that's that's something where you think probably a few too many points given away.
Yep.
Second thing that jumped out, 13 points off of blocks, and Northwestern didn't get credit for any.
Right.
That one really jumped out at me.
It did. I told the team, too, in the locker room afterwards. I saw the 12 blocks. I thought, well, that's an easy one to compliment and point out. But I told the team, I said, I don't know the accuracy of this, and certainly we trust our stat crew, and they work hard and want to make every play and point count on the stat sheet. But I said, this is the first time I've ever seen a stat sheet where they did not score a single block against us. And so I asked our team, And I said, I'm not going to ask any of you if you got blocked, put your hand in the air. But their comment in that quick reflection was, no, a lot of the balls that we were hitting were either off of their hands to play on, they were tools, or it was a play where it came back on our side and we got another swing out of it. So they in a sense, echoed with their quick mental replay that the zero blocks for Northwestern was probably true. And on our side, I said, the competitiveness and fierceness of our block at the net to be able to get 12 terminations, and especially that final one to end the match overall, that's just a really, really neat picture of our capabilities, I think, and the aggressiveness of what we can do on the blocking side.
And I will speak to the I'll verify it. I keep a running total through the match on how points are scored. I did a quick scan on Northwestern side of the ledger. I never saw a block on my running score either. So because you see those kind of things and you think, it might be something I've got to look at a little closer.
Yep.
Feel pretty confident. Dustin and Paige, once again, knocking it out of the park in terms of their stat keeping.
Yeah.
They make my job go really well. And
And something else you mentioned, though, Mike, was the serving side on the service errors. I did not look at this until you mentioned that. Yes, we were high on the service errors with 17 on the stat sheet, but we also had 8 aces. And I'm very pleased with that number of aces. As I look at Northwestern's numbers, there are 14 errors and only 1 ace. So that's a compliment to, I think, our servers with staying aggressive. Yes, it was higher error than we obviously want. But in that sense of ace to error ratio, where we're 1 ace to 2 errors, we like to be more in that 1-to-1 ratio. We can tolerate that 1-to-1 ratio. But nonetheless, I was pleased with our 8 aces through the course of the match.
One, Jory Brawner, you anticipated her being in the lineup. Obviously, when the season began, she's unable to go at this point.
Yep.
We expect her to be back at some point this season.
Yep.
Two, Lydia Smith, see, you made your comment to me when I did my preview article, hey, she's going to give us some depth.
Yep.
And you thought, well, okay, she might play on a night like tonight.
Right.
She turns an ankle last night, from what I understand.
Yeah.
You had to adjust things pretty significantly, I would imagine, and just how you align things, this probably wasn't what you were planning on when the week began.
Right. No, that's exactly right. And in so many variables, there's 10 different thoughts going through my mind right now. I'll keep them simple and maybe only mention one or two of them. The depth of our team, the versatility and adaptability of our team this season is really high. There you saw Ava Van Solen finish out in the middle blocking spot as we move Jesse over to the right. Ava has been, in a sense, training or cross-training as a middle, only to just give us a little bit more depth, a little bit more variety and versatility within rotations and if we need to change up rotations. So as the athletes you've mentioned, Jory, yes, be back with us soon. Lydia Smits, be back with us soon. In our depth and our flexibility, we really need to keep cross training in our practice gym, and I'm excited for the depth that we have, and I think in this COVID-19 kind of world, in a general way, there's teams across the country and teams in our conference that are having to discover and tap into that depth the same. So for us to have that and be able to call on it and to ask the athletes to be really flexible in the ways that they are playing our game and our system is really, really exciting. And it's tough when, you know, for Lydia, I'll ask our listeners to be praying for her through some recovery in the days and weeks ahead as she gets back. She's a competitor and she had a great preseason for us, and Lord willing, we'll see some good quick healing for her. And the same just for Jory. We're excited about her return eventual coming up, and she's doing some great, great things.
Coach Hansen, I will let you go. It's, what, almost 8:45 already, so it's been a long enough day. We'll get back to it next on Monday and Wednesday, back to it. Great Plains Athletic Conference volleyball, so here we go, and we'll see what this week brings.
I love it, Mike. It feels so good to be at this table with you again, and praise the Lord for each moment we get. Have a great Sunday, everyone.
That's Chad Hansen, and let's take a look at the individual numbers. I think we gave them all to you. Jesse DeJager led Dort with 10 kills. Carson Winterfeld had 8, and Brenna Kromendike added six, and we told you about the assists. I think that's going to do it. So good day for the defenders. Dort victorious over Northwestern of Minnesota. 3-1 this evening. They go to 1-0. They'll face Dakota Wesleyan on Wednesday evening this week. And the Dort cross-country teams also in action earlier today. They win in dominating fashion over at the Sunflower Open. And good start to the year for them. They'll be back in action in a couple of weeks at the Morningside Invite. Monday, Dort men's soccer starts their season. They'll be facing Missouri Baptist. That is a noon kickoff at the soccer complex here in Sioux Center. That's going to do it for our broadcast. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker. Have a good evening.